Hello, I'm Jutta Weiner. Coming here since about 2.5, 3 years. I started out because I didn't want to have falls, like a lot of neighbors fell and broke their hips and stuff. So I came for balance and strength training. I'm on the cross trainer. It's supposed to be good for the heart. I am getting healthier. I know I'm stronger.
Craig Horton, Dry Programs Director for YMCA Victoria. Living Longer, Living Stronger program, which is endorsed by COTA. So yeah, it's a strength training program designed to help people over the age of 50 really look at building strength, increasing their flexibility, falls prevention, and the management of some chronic lifestyle diseases such as diabetes, osteoporosis, hypertension, high blood pressure. It also has the added aspect of social, so there's a lot of social interaction that happens with the program as well, which is great for the people over 50 because it gets them out and gets them engaged in the community.
What sort of things do you do?
We do lots of different exercises for the guys. We get them on doing some cardio, so on treadmills, bikes, cross trainers. Then we take them into a circuit room where they sit down and can actually do some stability work on Swiss balls. They use some weight plate machines, so a lot of machines to build strength around the legs and also upper body strength, which is important for maintaining bone density as well.
I know that I have a lot of better balance. I know I'm stronger. Ask my husband. And I got him to come now too, so.
And what did you say to convince him that it was a good idea?
He has rheumatoid arthritis real bad, and he couldn't move for a long time, and he just, physio at the hospital told him to come, and he's improving real good too. He can do things like showering himself, and he can fill up the car again, which he couldn't do reaching down, and he has a lot more mobility now.
Did you think that exercise could make such a difference to his arthritis?
No, actually not. I'm really surprised that it took him that far. And now he's almost back to normal.
Craig from the centre here said that as well as the great fitness benefits, it's a good social thing to do as well. Is that part of it for you?
Definitely, especially on Friday after the workout. Some of us go meet at the cafe. Free coffee, free tea, even a bicky. And we talk, and definitely, it's a big draw.
A lot of people sort of get there and say, oh, no, I can't do that, I'm too old for this. But once they get started and get going on it, they actually fall in love with it. And they keep coming back, and yeah, really enjoy coming along and exercising every session.
What changes do you see in the people who come along and get involved?
Oh, huge changes. Probably the major one is just their level of confidence and their level of ability in terms of fitness. So they can move around, their mobility's a lot better. They can actually pick stuff up off the ground without having to worry about fall over. And the confidence to do all the everyday activities around the home. They come in and report that it's a lot easier for them. The friendships that they form is, you know, really, really positive and great.
It's not as bad as it sounds. You don't have to be skinny to come. That's not the point. You do everything slow. Just keep on coming and enjoy the company. And you will get healthier and feel better.
It's the old cliche, move it or lose it. So if you stop moving, as you get older, everything starts to deteriorate. So the importance of staying physically active and engaged in exercise is hugely beneficial. And it is exercise that keeps us living longer, keeps us living happier. And really anyone can do it and have a go of it.